Good afternoon. A deep trough of low pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere is carved out across the middle of the country. Energy riding up the front side of this trough through the Appalachians and into the northeastern part of the country produced a steady rainfall across most of New York and interior New England as we move through the early morning period. In fact, the leading edge of precipitation fell while temperatures were close to freezing, and parts of northern New York and New England saw a brief period of some icing before precipitation changed to just plain rain. Temperatures will continue to climb through the 40s and into the lower 50s on average as we head through the remainder of the afternoon. We'll be in a bit of a break as we head into the overnight hours tonight with mainly dry weather. However, skies will remain mostly cloudy and areas of dense fog will develop as temperatures drop back into the lower 40s. Another wave of low pressure will also round the base of the trough and work its way into our region for the day tomorrow. So clouds will thicken in the morning with dry weather through the morning drive, then rain will enter the picture by lunchtime, and rain will be likely as we head through the afternoon hours. Again, on the milder side of the system, temperatures will reach to about 50 degrees. Leftover scattered showers, otherwise partly sunny skies for both Thursday and Friday, with high temperatures both days in the middle to upper 40s. High pressure will tend to build in for the upcoming weekend, keeping it dry with partly to mostly sunny skies both days and dry weather with highs back into the lower 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms across eastern Louisiana, much of Mississippi, and parts of southern Tennessee. Substantial low-level moisture is already in place across this region. As a warm front shifts to the north during the day, scattered thunderstorms could develop and would likely take the form of supercells as shear profiles will be quite strong aloft. Hail and a tornado or two are conditionally possible within this activity. Behind these storms and ahead of a cold front, moistening and destabilization will continue, and shear will remain very strong, favoring tornadic supercells as well as hail and wind. The likelihood of discrete supercells, ample moisture, and very strong shear all suggest a couple of tornadoes may be stronger on the enhanced Fujita scale. Meanwhile, on the colder side of the storm, winter storm warnings remain in effect from the northern plains out into the upper Midwest, where 5 to 8 inches of snow will fall in eastern Montana and the western Dakotas, with localized amounts of up to 20 inches of snow possible, along with gusty winds. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, rain and possibly a thunderstorm, lower 60s, Boston, rain in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy, with highs around 60 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 42 degrees, the average low, 28, the record high, 66, set in 2005, and the record low, 3 above 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning, 7:04 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:23 p.m., 9 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Any spotty freezing rain that's left over in mountain valleys will change over to just plain rain, mostly rain for everyone else throughout the afternoon, with temperatures reaching into the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight, lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the mid-50s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight and lows in the mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today and areas of fog with highs right around 50 degrees. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight and lows near 40. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and fog today and highs in the lower 50s. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with rain and fog this afternoon and highs right around 50. Showers this evening, then mostly cloudy with areas of fog overnight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, dry but cloudy in the morning with areas of fog, then rain moves back in by midday and continues through the afternoon with highs around 50. A mix of sun and clouds Thursday and Friday, breezy with a few scattered showers possible, mid to upper 40s. A mix of sun and clouds for both Saturday and Sunday, a bit cooler in the lower 40s, and mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and or rain on Monday with highs in the lower 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.